Yesterday, we started the sugya with the first angle of the sugya of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. We saw the Makairis. What's the Makairis that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim? Rashi learns it's a Svara, Tosis learns it's a Pasik in Nida. Now we're going to go a step deeper into the sugya. We're going to go to the next level of the sugya, Chelik Beis of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, which is called Ischazik Isura and Biyadoi. That Pemokom Ischazik Isura, Eid Echad is not Neman, but if it's Biyadoi, then it is Neman. And we're going to try to understand why by Ischazik Isura, Eid Echad is not Neman, and why by Biyadoi, he is Neman. That's Chelik Beis of the Sugya. That's today's work. As the Gemara asked that, how could you say the Neman is over here in the Mishnah of Tisei Bafana is Midin Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, Eimadar Minan Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, Kingoin Chaticha Safik Shel Chelev, Safik Shel Shuman, the Lo Yischazik Yisura, Avalocha Yischazik Yisura Deishasish, there's a Cheskes Eishasish, and Mamela, therefore you're not Neman. As Rashi says, Rashi asks a question. We saw yesterday that by Tevel and Shechita, you're Neman to eat by someone's house. He's Neman to say he took off Truma, he shechted the Behema. Over there it's Ischazik Yisura. There's a Chazaka on the Tevel that it's Aser. There's a Chazaka on the Behema that it's Aser. Shani Hosam, Dehave Biyadoi. That's the Rashi. As let's go step by step. Step number one, it's Mavur in the Gemara that by Ischazik Yisura, an Eid Echad is not Neman. Rebbe Chonon in Koivitz Aris, Simin Samich Zayin, has a very Yisaitis Digashtikel, where he declares, he brings the Gemara in Yevamis, on Daf Peches, it's actually a Suffolk in the Gemara. Over here, the Gemara takes on for a Dover Pashup, a Mokam Ischazik Yisura, Eid Echad is not Neman. But in the Gemara in Yevamis, it's a suffix if Eid Echad is Neman b'makom Ischazik Yisura. As clears Rebbe Chanan the basic question, what's the suffix? What's the nidan if Eid Echad is Neman keneged Ischazik? As he starts off, and he says that pashtus you would learn, you find two koyach of achraz in suffix. When we don't know what to do, what do? As the Torah gave two klalim, Eid Echad, you could trust the person, and the Torah gave another klal, chazaka. As the shaila is, when one goes against the other one, whose koyach is stronger? And you could add to Rebbe Chanan, it's something you find many places in Shas, that the Gemara clears it, Dugma Ledover, Baba Basa Daf Hamid Beis, the famous sugya, Migui Keneged Chazaka, Miodif, which one has a bigger koyach? The Machlekes Rav Shmuel in Baba Basa Sadik Beis Amid Beis, Roiv Neged Cheskes Mamin, Eze Mehem Odif. It's something we find in Shas, when you have two dinim in Sveikis, and one goes against the other one, which one is stronger? That's what Rebbe Chanan says, that's what I would have said is the suffix. Eid Echad? Ischazik, which one's stronger? Abizak Rebbe Chanan, you cannot learn that is the suffix. Because I have a raya that Eid Echad is stronger, that Chazak is stronger. What's the raya? He says, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei says, Soiklin ala Chazakis. If a Isha comes into her ear, and she's becheskas that she's an erva, and someone is Baalea, he's Chayiv Skila. As you see that mikoyach chazaka, you could kill an isha. If Eid Echad walks into Bezdin and Eid Echad says this person is chayiv misa, we don't kill him. It's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. Lo yakum Eid Echad beish. As we obviously see, the koyach of chazaka is stronger than the koyach of Eid Echad because chazaka has a koyach to be machria. Even Kenega, even in the fascist, and Eid Echad doesn't work in the fascist. That's Rebbe Chanan's question. Rebbe Kiva Eger in Ksuvis Yud Gimel Amid Beis and the Pre Yeshua in Kedushin Samach Gimel ask another question. In the Gemara in Ksuvis Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the famous Gemara is talking about a Isha who is Mizana. And we're not sure if she was Mizana with someone who passels her for Kuna or not. And the Isha says, in Nevalti, Ula Kosher Nevalti, I was nevertheless Ula Kosher, and she wants to marry a Kayin. As the Gemara says, the Isha is nemenes. Zog the Gemara, even if she's in a city that roiv apsulin la, Lamashal, New York City, roiv apostle, because roiv agayim, starting off, okay. Let's say she's in a city that she's roiv apostle. Zog the Gemara, afilu hachi, an eid echad, is neman. Frek the Pnei Yeshua and Rebbe Kiva Eger, Ashena Shaila. Hare, in that Gemara over there is Mavur, Eid Echad Keneged Roiv, who's better? Eid Echad wins the Roiv. In the Sugya of Ischazik, there's a man, the Yomar, that Chazaka is better than Eid Echad. Hare, our Gemara is going with that side, that Eid Echad is not Keneged Ischazik, doesn't work, Keneged Ischazik. Freg the Pnei Yeshua and Rebbe Kiva Eger, the klal in Shas is Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. When Roiv goes against Chazaka, which one's better? Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. The Gemara Kedushin Tafei v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. As on one hand, we see who has a bigger koyach of achra, Roiv against Chazaka, Ruba Adif. But on the other hand, Eid Echad is Mahani Keneged Roiv, and Eid Echad is not Mahani Keneged Chazaka. Thus is the big shaila of Rebbe Kiva Eger. As Rebbe Kiva Eger says, an interesting teretz. He says, there's two kinds of sveikas that you have. There's one kind of a suffix that it's not Isra, Loshen Rebbe Kiva Eger. There's no real siva listapik lefnenu. Ledugma, you have peiros that are vadai chayavis in shumis and maisis. Dahainu, you go to a place that doesn't have hashkocha, where you know they didn't take chumas and maisris. As over there, there's no suffix in front of us. We know, it looks to us like it's vadei tevel. As then, when the Eid Echad is coming, he's coming against a chazaka, which Rabbi Kiva Eger calls, the chazaka says, b'toiris vadei, that it's aser. As that, that level of chazaka, which is the stronger level of chazaka, Eid Echad doesn't go against. Masha Enkin in the Gemara in Ksubis, we're talking about an Isha that was Mizana. And there are psulim around in the world. As there's a Reyesa. As over there, the koyach of the Roiv is not so strong. As a Rekiveg is Machalik between the levels of the Suffolk. Over here is a weaker Suffolk. It's Tevel. Why should we assume it changed? Over there, there's a story that happened. There's the Isha that was Mizana, and there are Psulim in the world. It's a stronger level of Suffolk. That's the Hezber of Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Shari Chaim from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and Be'ezer Hashem, Reb Osher, Reb Nochum also said over his Shver and went in one Mahalach like this, wanted to say that these two questions are mechayev us to have a different mahalich in Eid Echad neged Ischazik. Meaning, number one, Frek Rebbe Chanan, Chazaka works in the Nefashis, Eid Echad doesn't. Number two, Eid Echad works keneged Roiv, and keneged Chazaka it doesn't. Those were the two strong questions. As they want to learn that the Pshat in the Gemara is not like Rebbe Chanan understood. Like the Shailas in Shas. Chazok is machriya, Eid Echad is machriya. When they go heads on, one against the other, who's adif? No. It's a different kind of a shaila. And be'etzem, there's a mirror diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara over here doesn't say, aval hocha, there's a cheskas iser. The Gemara's lashon is, aval hocha, the ischazik isura. It doesn't use the standard lashon we always use by chazokas, cheskas. It says, this chazik. As what's the word? As Rav Asher will explain it, Bez Hashem, Barichus, in the Shir later on, just a heads on to get into it, that you should understand it, La'omkai, that the Geder HaDvarim is the whole Nemonis of Eid Echad is because when Eid Echad comes, as it's not an Nemonis of Eidus, like we saw yesterday. It's just, the Eid Echad's telling us, so why should we be mistopic differently? We don't know what happened. The Eid Echad tells us every year is Becheskes Kashrus, as we're soymich on him. The Lashon of Rashi and Yevamis, we're soymich on him. When are we soymich on the Eid Echad? When we have it seer, we have no idea what happened. Comes along Eid Echad, the Eid Echad says, this is what happened. Okay, we rely on him. But what happens when it's Ischazik Isura? Lefi Ria Seineinu, this looks to us like it's Aser. The Eid Echad comes, and he wants to tell us a Chiddush. Even though until now you looked at it, it's Becheskes Iser. Everyone thought this was Aser. I'm telling you, it's really Mutter. Over here, the Eid Echad is coming to be Mechadish Keneged what's Huchzak Lanu, Ischazik Lanu. He's saying Keneged the Pashtis. He's saying a big Chiddush. That an Eid Echad doesn't have a nemanis to do. The nemanis of an Eid Echad is, there's a suffix. We have no idea. Okay, an Eid Echad comes. We believe him. We're soimich on him. You told us this is what happened. Good. But to be mechadish keneged what's huchzik lanu, to change what we understand and tell us different, that you need a much higher level nemanis. Eid Echad is not enough. And kimuvan, Rav Asher will say it much more deeper, much more better. Thus is the tchilas davar, the oilam could work on it. Be'ezes Hashem. As thus is shlav aleph, why Eid Echad is not neman keneged is chazik. However, when it is biyadai, he is neman. As this is the shlav beis of today. Why when it's biyadai is he neman? As yesterday we tipped the iceberg, we touched on it. Today we'll go into it a drop deeper. Why when it's biyadai, why is he neman? As Rashi brings a raya to the nemanis of Eid Echad from the nemanis of biyadai. Frektosis on Rashi. How could you bring a raya from biyadai? Biyadai is a naya nemanis. It's not a nemanis of Eid Echad. It's a nemanis because it's biyadai to be matarit. It's a whole new sieve of nemanis. As how could you bring a raya to an aid to a regular Eid Echad? As we saw yesterday, the Shmaita and the Beis HaLevi explain what's the machloikis Rashi and Tosis. What's the gedder of the nemanis of biyadai? Tosis learns like the Rosh, the Nemanis of Biyadai, is because he's a Bailim. He's a Bailim on the Isser. It's Biyadai to do what he wants. It's Tali in his Anhaga. As Mistaba, we believe him more. As if it's a new Nemanis of Bailis, how could you bring a Raya to an Eid Echad? That's what Tosis holds. And the Shmaita and the Beis HaLevi want to say, Rashi will learn differently. He learns like the Marik. That the Marik learns the reason why Biyadai is Neman is because he's Mesalik the Cheskas Iser. Because it's Biyadai to remove the Cheskas Iser, it's Ki'ilu there's no Cheskas Iser, as is a regular Nemanis of Eid Echad. Zok Rebbe Elchanan in Koivitz Aris. So at the end of the day, Biyadai is Neman. My Nafkamina Ladina in the two Mahalchim. My nafkamina ledina in the two mahalchim. Zok the koivitz aretz. What happens if you have it seer? Eid echad neged eid echad, and one of them is biyadai, and the other one is not biyadai. Lefi toisvis and the rosh that biyadai is an emonis chadasha, as one eid is an eid echad. The second one is Eid Echad plus, Eid Echad with Biyadai, as the Eid Echad with Biyadai works. Masha Enkein, if you learn like the Marik, all the Biyadai does is it removes the Cheskes Iser, but then it's the regular Nemanis of Eid Echad. As Eid Echad, Keneged Biyadai, it's Eid Echad Ba'achosha, and it's still a Suffik. As that's what Rabbi Chanan adds, a nice Nafkamina Ladina to prove the point, to show the to Mahalchim. However, Rav Nochum said that Rashi is meduyik, not like the Pshat of the Marik. Rashi's Loshen is, and this is a real miradiyuk, Divrei HaMaskel, Hocha is Chazik. Rashi says the reason why Biyadai is Neman, the Hosam Biyadai Lesaknam. Lefikach neman lahoyid aleihem. Rashi doesn't say because it's biyadai, it's misalik the cheskes iser, and now that there's no cheskes iser, he's neman midin eid echad. Rashi is meduyik, the biyodoy is gufa, the siba of the nemonis. As Rav Nochum said, the pshat of the marik, the pshat of the Beis Halevi is beautiful. Of a Lashon Rashi, l'chayr would be mashma, there's a different pshat. Aye, so what could be the pshat? As Rav Nochum wanted to say, bo'oifin zu, ashena zog. What is this nemonis of biyodoy? It's a whole new parsha of nemonis. Biyodoy itself is a siba of nemonis. Rav Nochum wanted to say no. Avada, if there's a parsha that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim, as Biyodai could add to the Nemanis of Eid Echad. Abalu, yeah, there's no parsha of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, Biyodai wouldn't be Neman. And he brought a beautiful raya. By Erva, what does Biyodai work by Yadavah Shebe Erva? The Shmaita and Shmaita Vav is Mechiah from the Gemara in Baba Basa Daf Kuf Lamed Dalid. That in the Isser Erva, even though the Isser is Biyodai to be Matir, it doesn't work the Nemanis of Biyodai. Because the Gemara says, Lemafreya, you're not Neman, even when it's Biyodai to give a get. As you see, Biyodai doesn't work by a Dovah Shebe Erva. Is Masbir of Nahum, why? Because by Dovah Shebe Erva, you need Edim. You need Edus Mamish, Nemanis Mamish. Biyodai, it looks like you're telling the truth. There's a good svara you're telling the truth. But it's not Eidus. Where does it work? Only in Isurim. Because in Isurim, we don't need Eidus. An Eid Echad is not an Eid. It's just Mistaber, he's telling the truth. As when it's Biyodai, it's more Mistaber, he's telling the truth. Rashi holds that if Eid Echad wasn't Neman Bisurim, there wouldn't be an emanis of Biyodai. From the fact that Biyodai is Neman, it must be Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim. Because if you didn't have the basis that Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, then Biyodai wouldn't be able to lift it to a higher level. As Kum Dechais, even Rashi holds Biyodai is a Siba for Nemanis. But it's not a siba b'fnei atzmai. It can't give you nemanis without the parsha of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. You need the parsha of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim to give you nemanis. Biyodai could add nemanis to the pre-existing Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. And you could add to Rav Nochum, there's a Ritva in Ksubis, Chafei Amid Beis, that says Migui, the nemanis of Migui, or Mali L'Shakir, doesn't work in a Dover Shebe Erva. Because in a Dovah Shebe Erva, you need Eidim. Migui is not Eidus. Aben Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. If Eid Echad is Neman, as Migui is Neman too. As the same way the Ritva says it by Migui, you could say it by Biyodai also. Okay, as thus is the Ischazik Yisura, the Inyanim of Biyodai. Be'ez Hashem, today the Olam will be having a Shia from Rav Asher. He doesn't really need a hakdama. Abba Fart, he does need a hakdama. The person who, besides having the biggest shir in the world, they spoke to the person who works for Kol HaLoshen. They asked the person in Kol HaLoshen, who is the most listened to magid shir in the world? Rav Asher. Dahainu. Many, many Rosh Yeshivas, Reish Chaburas, people who I know who are at least 30 years older than Rav Asher, Choshiva Rosh Yeshivas, listen to Rav Asher. Oh. As the Siyata Dishmaya of such a person is Nifla B'yoysa. It's something we never had in the world. It used to be you want to come to a shir, you got to come to the shir. As Kimuvan, there's a limitation to how many Talmidim you have. Of with nowadays technologies, besides the biggest share in the world, it is the biggest, most heard share in the world. As everybody says, okay, that's for the high level, but for me, I'm really going to get it. As Koidim Kol, Rav Asher's clarity is Nifladik. But even if you don't understand Yiddish, the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that Rebbe says the reason why it was mischachim was because chazise remeya lachoyrai. He was at a simcha, and Someone said, "There's Reb Meir," and there was a big tumult. As Reb Meir quickly covered over his head, and he ran out of the simcha. But before he covered over his head, when people heard who he was, Rebbe was able to catch a glimpse of his neck. As he said, "Because I caught a glimpse of his neck before he covered himself over and ran out, Mishum ze hayisi Rebbe." As there are certain people, if you hear what they're saying, kol shkein v'kol shkein, if you just see them, it's mashpia already. As you want to take in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshiva Smir, Rav Asher is the yeshiva. All the Magidei Shurim are Talmidim, Kilu, Kulam, like it was said on Eishes Rebbe Kiva, Kulam is Beschusa. Yeah, as Kulam Magidei Shurim and Harbei Rosh Chaburas in America and Rosh Yeshivas, Kulam. Kimuvan, everyone has their own Chedushei Torah. We're not saying everyone in the world is Rav Asher. Everyone has their Chedushei Torah. And there's plenty Ayin Panim La Torah. But the Hashpa is Kol Kach Gadol. As Bez Hashem, it's a big schus for the Olam. Use it well. Come, every word, listen to what he says. Nifladik. Even though he's a person you won't find in Mishpacha, Amis, or anywhere in public. Abafilu Hachi, and maybe because you can't find him there, because of his anava, afilu hachi, even though he's not ki'ilu all over the pictures by all the conventions, abashiteda, kan is the treasure chest. Kan is mashu that could be mashpia, the megadol of klal yisrael. One short story on the midas, nivladik. It was Almana who lives in Sanhedrin Mochevet, there's an old age home. As one of the old talmidim of the mir, had an almana over here. As Rav Asher went to the yard site, for the yard site of this altar mirror, he went to the almana, he visited her, and he told her stories about her husband. She enjoyed it very much. When Rav Asher was ready to leave, she said to him, "You know, I mean, I can't say what she said, I'll call him Rav Asher. I enjoyed it very much. I would really appreciate it if you can come back next Friday night and visit me. I don't have any visitors." As Rav Asher said, "Sure." V'kachave. He went in the old age home, he used to learn between Kabbalah Shabbos and Mariv, and all of a sudden he used to disappear every time he went to visit this almana. Now you have to realize, just this week a bacher asked me, "Is it kedai for me, I have to wait 15 minutes to get one question into Rav Asher in the morning, is it kedai for me to wait 15 minutes once a week or once every other week, or maybe twice a week?" That's the shaila. It's like everyone wants to get Rav Asher to speak to him. Yeah. And this almana, it was gishmak. "You can come visit me again." Yeah. What would we say? As this person who's so busy, but when it comes to be misameach almanas, as loirak the godless in Torah, but all over. It's good just to look at the person. You chap so much, and kolshken, if you understand, you should chap a gidol. You say that.